David had had an astounding time in his life. He had finally returned the Ark of the Covenant to Israel. It had cost a man his life. And we don't have time here to preach on Uzzah. But encapsulating something that's in a chapter of the book, David was so moved by the grace of God that he'd given him a second chance. First time they tried to take that Ark of the Covenant back, man, God dropped a man dead because they weren't doing it right. Because they had rushed and disobeyed. Obedience does matter. But the second time when they do it right, David loads them all up and they're scared stiff and they're holding that ark and they take 1, 2, 3. I think Lynn Anderson, I love the way he described it. They take 6 steps and look around and say, anybody dead yet? No. Well, then let's set it down and celebrate. Let's just thank God. We've gone 6 steps and nobody's had a heart attack. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And they pick it up and they keep saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And David just can't hold back and he gets his jacket off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And David gets all the way down to just, he wasn't naked. Scripture says a linen ephod. He gets all the way down to, if you will, his work shirt. He gets all the way down to a servant's robe. And he just says, thank you, Lord. And he's dancing. And he's dancing out there with the maidens. And they're praising God into the city. And hanging out of a window with a face as red as a beet is his wife. And she's saying to herself, And the translation of that is, what are the ladies at the Jerusalem Auxiliary going to say about this? How in all that is holy am I going to go back to the club when they say, well, saw your husband yesterday. Cutting a rug with the servant girls, wearing his t-shirt. Yes. My, his legs have held up well through the years. By the time David walks in the door, she is loaded to forbear. David's killed them before. And when he walks through the door, yes, he must have been sweating. He must have been tired. He'd been dancing with God all the way back saying, thank you, Lord. And he comes in and he opens the door. And who's had the air conditioner on all day? It's cold in that house. Well, didn't we make a spectacle of ourselves? Didn't we have a good time dancing? I hope you're happy. And David thinks, oh honey, not today. And David cuts Michael off at the legs. Read it. Verse 21, it was before the Lord. First words out of his mouth. We're dealing with a God thing here, not a you thing. It is before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. Can you say that with David? Let's say it together. I will celebrate before the Lord. Can you say that in grin? This is two things at once. Don't try this at home, but let's try it here. Here we go. Say it with me. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this. And I will be humiliated even in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I'll be held in honor. And Michal, daughter of Saul, had no children on the day of her, till the day of her death. And you can interpret that a couple of ways. David kicked her out, or God cut off her future. And with either one, I find nothing in Scripture to tell me that the father didn't quietly nod. David is never rebuked for that rebuke, and Michal is never redeemed from that moment.